Welcome everyone, this is Amer from Tonic Superfoods, and joining me today all the way from Las Vegas, United States is Sari Dennis. Sari is a certified health and wellness counselor and she has worked with hundreds of clients over the years, and I've invited her here today on the show to share with us some of her awesome information and tips on all aspects of health and in particular the digestive system. Sari, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for having me on, Amer.
Thank you for joining us. It was a bit of a challenge getting us to find the time that suited both of us, but we did it.
Yes, absolutely.
I think it's 19 hours difference. Is it 3 in the afternoon for you now?
It's 2 in the afternoon on Saturday. And what time is it with you?
It's 7 a.m. on Sunday.
Well, good morning.
Thank you. So, Sari, before we start, or as we start, if you can share with us a little bit about how you got started in the wellness industry in the area.
Sure. Well, actually, originally I am from Toronto, Canada, but I do currently live in Las Vegas with my husband of 21 years, our dog, and our 15-year-old daughter. Ever since I was a little girl, I struggled with digestive issues. I was what I call regularly irregular. I had IBS and spastic colon, acid reflux, parasites. I actually had worms coming out through my skin when I was younger. I had yeast infections, you name it. So for most of my life, I just got used to living with this system that was very painful and quite frankly, failing me. But I dealt with it in silence and just accepted it as something I would have to live with. And then in my childbearing years, I struggled with infertility and endometriosis. My fertility doctor actually told me that my system was screwed up, to use his words. So it's been a series of one thing after another. And then a couple of years ago, I picked up a book that I just couldn't put down. And that was the first step of many that I have taken on this path towards getting myself cleaned out.
Excellent.
Yes.
I'm interested in the name of the book.
Well, the book is called The Cure by Dr. Timothy Brantley. And he really talks about eating foods closest to their natural state, cutting out sugar, eliminating non-sprouted breads. And he also stresses cleaning out the pipes with colon cleanses. So what's wonderful now is that I no longer rely upon any prescription medication. And with cleaner nutrition and after a few colonic treatments to clear out old parasites and toxins, I feel great today. So because I was able to clean up my own internal issues, and I knew that others were struggling as well, I decided to explore a formal education so that I could help others lead a more balanced and healthy life. And it's really actually, Amir, only the past year that I became a certified health and wellness counselor through the Institute for Integrative Nutrition in New York.
I've heard a lot of good things about the Institute. One of my friends, Eve Calantoni, I don't know if you know her, she graduated from there and she's been insisting on me doing the course. She goes, you have to do it. It's an awesome course. What are your thoughts on it?
I'm sorry?
What are your thoughts on the course?
It's incredible. You know, they teach about 100 different dietary theories. So you really get to learn everything from macrobiotics and Ayurvedic medicine and theories of that nature to the Zone Diet and South Beach present day thinking also. And it's really wading through and deciphering and figuring out, you know, what works for each individual client. And it gives you insight as to what they've been through personally so that you can help them cope with what they're going through. It's terrific. I highly, highly recommend it.
Excellent.
Whether you want to do it to benefit yourself professionally or even just help with your own, you know, physical issues that you face, it's wonderful.
Excellent. It's great to hear. So as a certified wellness and health practice counselor, most of your clients come and see you for what issues do you feel?
Well, weight loss seems to be the primary issues that my clients come to see me about initially. But underneath that, many layers of other concerns become evident. Low energy, food cravings, poor sleep habits, wanting to get off processed food, wanting to cook healthy foods, but not really knowing how. lack of self-confidence, even contending with emotional issues that impact their food choices. And really, in my experience, it's so true that as much as food and lifestyle affect our health and happiness affect the choices we make about our food and lifestyle. So there really has to be a balance between all of these facets.
You're spot on there. I mean, I'm a personal trainer, and making the transition out of personal training, because most people come to me, like you said, with weight loss goals. But when it comes to changing the lifestyle and changing the eating habits, nobody wants to do it. People think that it's enough just to get on the treadmill and burn calories and lose all the weight. So it doesn't work that way. We both know that.
Absolutely.
So what's unique about your approach? I mean, I know you've studied like 100 different wellness systems or diets out there. And how have you managed to put it all together?
I think what I'm realizing is that, you know, people are very confused about the information out there about nutrition. They really don't know where to turn. They aren't really sure what works for them individually. And they don't really know how to separate myths in advertising from truths in reality. For example, do I need to drink cow's milk to obtain calcium to prevent osteoporosis? Or does cow's milk actually interfere with calcium absorption and create mucus and contribute to gastrointestinal inflammation? People are confused, and as a result, they maintain their nutritional patterns as they always have, without knowing whether something might be adversely affecting their health, without knowing how to find alternative choices that suit their particular biochemical makeup, that support their bodies and strengthen their immune system. So my approach, therefore, is really quite personal, a very integrative and holistic way of working with each client to address their own individual needs. I never tell my clients what not to do, but rather encourage them to make gradual, positive, and informed choices for themselves.
I think that's really important. I learned this from David Wolf, the superfood guru, is that we're not about to get rid of our cravings. We just want to shift our cravings over to something that's a little bit or much better. And that's why I got into superfoods, because you just add those in and they're very high in minerals and essential vitamins, and your body starts to crave the good stuff, which is what you want.
Yes, we can retrain our body to want the good and not depend and rely upon the things that are harming it.
Excellent. So would you say digestion and gut health is a common challenge over there in America at the moment?
I would say so. I mean, my own personal experience with digestive issues dictates, yes, that gut health is at, you know, quote, the core of well-being. And without a well-functioning system, having poor gut health can seriously and negatively inhibit how we process our foods, how we absorb the nutrients and vitamins and minerals needed for our bodies to function properly and stay healthy.
Because you can be consuming the most expensive supplements, but if you're not, I guess, digesting them and absorbing them properly, then it's a waste of your money, really.
Yes, absolutely. And in addition to that, you know, poor gut health, well, my clients also, you know, they face other challenges that impact on that as well, you know, stress and grief and pharmaceutical interventions and allergies and aging. All of these things, you know, tend to be held in the gut. And it can also affect their relationships and their lifestyles, keeping us indoors for fear of what might happen if we go out and eat something that doesn't agree with us.
True.
It is a common challenge, even though it presents itself in many different ways, depending on the individual. You know, constipation, for example, can be actually seen as affecting the colon or the intestinal health. However, it might be a result of emotional stress or the client's experience of being, you know, stuck in a stressful situation in life. So where they're stuck in life, I'm sorry, Amir.
No, that's fine. I was going to say, I'm a trained kinesiologist, and we work a lot with emotions and the physical body, and it always comes down to some kind of emotional thing that the person is either not aware of or is unable or unwilling to let go of. So it's amazing that you say that.
It is. There's such an interconnectedness between the physical and the emotional. You're absolutely right.
So on top of the emotional component, what do you attribute the digestive problems that most people are suffering from to? Is it stress? Is it too much sugar? Is it the bad fats, the good fats? What is it exactly? If there was one or two things that you can pinpoint and say, this is what I find is causing most of these problems.
I think it's all of the above. It's environmental, it's our food choices, choosing organic over non-organic, eating a clean diet, flushing our systems with water. I think there's a number of contributory factors. And again, everybody is bio-individual. Everybody has different things that affect them differently. So what may be, terrific for you and terrific for your system may actually harm and hurt my system. So it really is a matter of figuring out where the hormonal balance imbalances are and really getting in tune with.
Excellent. So for our listeners, we highly recommend that they go and see a health and wellness counselor, somebody who's trained in the alternative medicine. Yes. Or sometimes you get some really good doctors who are trained in natural therapies as well, which is even better if you can find one of those in your area. But for those people who don't want to do that yet and they're not sure whether they have digestive issues or not, what are some of the signs or symptoms that could indicate that they might have?
Well, bloating, belching, indigestion, heartburn, gas, irregularity in stools. There's many things. And I think if people listen to what is going on in their bodies, they know that something is not working as properly as it should. If they're taking, Philip's milk of magnesia, which is what I used to do to wake up and go in the morning, there's something wrong with that.
Okay. So people need to just learn to listen to their body more, which is really hard for some people because they're so busy and they're just overwhelmed by work and stress, which was my next question for you. Stress. How much does that play into it too?
I think stress is certainly an important factor. Absolutely. People who are stuck inside are often stuck outside. And a lot of that has to do with the toxicity and the acidity in our bodies. Stress produces stress-fighting hormones, cortisol, which cause the body to produce free radical waste products that store fat, build and elicit these cravings for sugar, congest the lymph nodes. It's all interrelated. And then the body becomes very acidic, very toxic. And the more this happens, the less the body is able to move waste out. So stress is a huge example of one of the factors that plays into it.
So we encourage people just to take, 5 minutes out and just go for a walk or take their shoes off and walk around barefoot. Just something to help them de-stress and get rid of all that negative energy that they are surrounded by a lot, especially in the busy cities.
Yes. And I love that. I love your idea of being barefoot and being, skin to ground. It helps ground you too, I think, when we have all our, high tops and our padding on our shoes. There's sort of a disconnect from actually physically being grounded. So it's a very good suggestion.
Excellent. So what are your thoughts about, so people come to us and say, okay, I'm not digesting my food properly. What do you think of hydrochloric acid, or it's the stomach acids pretty much? You can get that in supplement forms. I think they're mostly made out of herbs. Some of them are made out of pancreatic enzymes from animals. What are your thoughts on those to get the system started?
I don't know if you have this. Do you have Bragg products in
Australia? I'm not too sure. I'll have to check it out. What's the name? Bragg?
It's Bragg, B-R-A-G-G-N. Dr. Paul Bragg initiated this whole line of absolutely fabulous products some time ago, but one natural solution to supplement low HCL would be really to mix a teaspoon of Bragg apple cider vinegar with water and just drink it before each meal. What I love about Bragg is it contains protein enzyme molecules that really cleanse and restore and heal our systems. And it's fabulous because it's organic, it's raw, unfiltered, and it's gluten and preservative free. So it's a phenomenal natural supplement.
Excellent. I've made apple cider vinegar tea with honey, and it's really good in the morning. But yes. I'll have to try this Bragg's brand and see what that's like.
It's also wonderful at night with honey in a, you know, a cup of hot water instead of a tea. It's a wonderful tonic and a wonderful restoration.
So in terms of doing the apple cider vinegar before a meal, how long do you think people need to do that before their stomach acid starts to be produced naturally in their body?
Well, in conjunction with that and taking care of yourself very well, I don't think it takes very long at all. I would give it 5 to 7 days before you really start noticing a difference.
Excellent.
And to do it as an everyday, you know, just as a preventative every day to keep your body really healed, in a healing state.
Excellent, excellent. Are there any tests that you're aware of that can indicate low hydrochloric acid in the stomach?
I've heard about the Heidelberg pH capsule test. It's a little metal transmitter pill that kind of pops out later in your bowels.
Okay.
it's non-invasive, and you swallow it. It comes out with an accurate measurement on, you know, how much HCl the stomach is producing.
Does that need a prescription, or can you get it online?
You can get it actually through your health practitioner.
Okay. I'll have to look into that one. That's really interesting. They come up with some amazing things, which is great.
Yes. What do you know about there in terms of that?
I've tried it myself before, where you get betaine hydrochloride tablets just from a health food shop. And you have to have it with a protein meal. So if you're having, let's say, a steak, the idea is to take one tablet with the steak. And if you don't feel warm in your stomach, the next time you eat, you have two tablets, and then you go all the way up to 9. And if you get up to 9 tablets and you're still not feeling any warmth in your stomach, then pretty much you've got no hydrochloric acid. And what you do is you start on the number that one less than the number that caused you the warmth in the stomach. So let's say if I take 4 and I feel warm in my stomach, then I start taking 3 with every meal until I feel warm again, and then I take 2, and then that's how I get off it, which is a lot of pills for some people.
It is. Have you tried that?
I think I tried it for a week, and just I was up to 9 pills, so it was a little bit hard. So, but I'm definitely interested in trying this Bragg's apple cider vinegar for sure.
Yes, it's incredible.
Okay, and now the next question that I have for you, what are your thoughts on everybody's talking about candida now or fungus in the digestive system? So what are your thoughts on that?
Right, and yeast.
And yeast, yeah.
I was a real sweet eater when I was younger. In fact, I used to go trick-or-treating right up until my early 30s. Until one night I was actually recognized by a homeowner giving out candy. So that was the end of my trick-or-treating. But I loved candy that much. And I didn't have a sweet tooth. I had a mouthful of mercury-filled sweet teeth. Some of my teeth even had 3 fillings. So as I mentioned earlier, I had a lot of digestive orders when I was young, and one of which was yeast infections. And I suffered constantly. Oatmeal baths and long tubes of Monistat were just a Band-Aid solution. What I didn't know then is that I was treating it on the outside, but feeding it on the inside. Candida really thrives on sugar and carbohydrates and lives by signaling the brain to crave the foods it wants. So I crave sugar because yeast thrives on sugar. Mm-hmm. I was actually, you know, doing topical treatments to prevent this problem, yet internally I was feeding it. If only I'd known then what I know now, and that is, you know, deny it the food it craves, and it cannot proliferate. It will starve and die. So I think, you know, when we're craving things like sugar, there's a reason why we're doing that. There, you know, there are things in our body that need that to live.
So how would you substitute sugar? Because I know people who try to stop sugar cold turkey, they just have these reactions and they get moody and they feel tired, and I'm sure it's part of the candida dying off. But what do you? How would you do that with your clients?
Gradually, and start substituting more natural forms, healthier forms of sugar to begin with. I mean, sugar is sugar, whether it's raw agave nectar or honey or blackstrap molasses. At the end of the day, sugar is sugar. But white sugar is probably the worst thing we can do for our system. So if we throw that out and bring in some of the, quote, healthier sugars as a transitional period, I think that helps a lot. You know, when you're making smoothies or doing something, you don't need sugars because fruit is naturally sweet. So wherever you can, use a fruit base.
I've been playing around with stevia and I'm really enjoying it. It's works a treat.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. But it really, you know, the body will reject it at first and it will feel miserable because it's become so dependent on this. So it really needs, you've got to give yourself a few days to, you know, for lack of a better word, detox from your sugar as you're transitioning into healthier.
Excellent. So we've learned two things today. We've learned the apple cider vinegar to improve the hydrochloric acid in the digestive system, and we've learned to maybe reduce or eliminate sugar gradually. What are some other steps that people can take to improve the digestive health?
I would say number one is pay attention. Pay attention to the foods that your body seems to crave. There's a reason why our bodies are speaking to us in this way and sending us these messages. And usually the foods we crave are feeding on something that is out of balance in our system. So that's really important. Eliminate fried, fast, and processed foods. There's nothing more naturally or nutritionally deprived than fast foods and processed foods.
Mm-hmm.
On the flip side of that, add in more whole foods and more nutrient-dense foods that support a healthy body and mind. I would suggest eating more cleansing and hydrating foods like cucumbers and daikon radishes, more nutrient-promoting foods like sea vegetables, which are just loaded with essential minerals. And really important as well are dark leafy greens because they supply oxygen to our cells and our blood.
Fantastic. I mean, that all sounds amazing. In terms of supplements, so, I mean, some people prefer to get all the nutrition from whole foods, and that's fantastic. And that's why we have things like superfoods available on our website, which is pretty much a food that's been powdered down. But for people who are happy to take maybe two or three pills a day, what are your thoughts on things like zinc and magnesium? Is that something that you get your clients on?
Yeah, well, I think that's fabulous. Magnesium's also a great, you know, it alleviates a lot of stress, and it's often lacking in things. Dark leafy greens have a great blend of magnesium and calcium, but absolutely, it's really a matter of finding out what is lacking and what somebody needs. If there were two gut-promoting supplements that I would recommend looking into, one would be a really good quality probiotic. I love New Chapter's probiotic All Flora. It's fabulous. And a good quality digestive enzyme. And I like one by Rainbow Light because it's vegan, it's plant sourced, it's advanced enzyme system. So those are really good. For vegans and vegetarians, B12 is an essential supplement because it can only be found in animal products. And in terms, you know, there's spices and there's herbs that also help in digestion, like ginger and peppermint, fennel and chamomile, even caraway seeds. And one seed that I incorporate daily is freshly ground flax seeds. They're fabulous, but they must be ground in order to, they open up their enzymatic value as soon as you grind them. And that is the best way that they can clean out your intestines. They're great because they contain high levels of both soluble and insoluble fiber. And they're just terrific. I grind them daily. I put them in my morning smoothies. I add them to quinoa, sprinkle them on salads. They go with everything.
Fantastic. Talking about smoothies, because we love smoothies at Tonic because they're just so easy to make and they taste amazing. What are some of your favorite recipes?
Well, I love Tonic Superfood's Mighty Magnesium Smoothie.
Excellent.
And I love Tonic Superfood's Moroccan maca soup. Those are awesome, awesome recipes. Just great.
Fantastic. So our listeners can find them on the website. Are there any others of your that you have made or your clients have? I love it when my clients come to me and say, look, try this smoothie. It's amazing. I've made it.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I created my own personal favorite morning superfood smoothie with cacao and flax seeds and goji berries and ginger and dark greens and wonderful other whole foods, which I have a blog spot that I can tell you about where you can find it.
Absolutely.
Yes, but another snack that I sort of love doing is I enjoy a scoop of chia seeds.
Yes, love chia.
Chia is amazing. So you can add a little plant-based milk or just a little water and let it sit for about 5 minutes before stirring it. It texturizes much like a tapioca. And then just throw in a handful of ripe berries and it makes a really healthy treat and it's just so beneficial.
Fantastic. So about your website and your services, how can people get in touch with you?
I have a website. It's www.mywellnesscounts.com. I have a blog spot. It's mywellnesscounts.blogspot.com. And I have an email. It's sarydennis@gmail.com.
Fantastic. We'll put all these information up with the interview as well so people can reach you. And you do phone consultations, is that correct?
Yes, I do. I see clients over the phone, via Skype, obviously in person here, but I had a client in New York City and we communicated via Skype. And yes.
Fantastic. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us before we conclude this interview?
I have a free monthly newsletter that has lots of information about health and lifestyle and foods and nutrition. So if you go onto my website, you can view it and also sign up for that as well.
Fantastic. I'll do that for sure. Sari, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Amir. It was just wonderful meeting you this way and talking with you. I'm a huge fan of Tonic Superfoods and everything you do and promote there is just fabulous.
Thank you very much. And I'm sure we'll have you on the show again very, very soon.
That would be great.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time and you have a great afternoon or evening. Is it? Is it evening yet?
It's just 2:30 in the afternoon.
All right. Well,
still young.
Enjoy the rest of your afternoon and thank you very much.
Thank you so much. You too.